This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Guys, in terms of the literal sense, I know for certain Owen is a guy's guy. No, for a fact.
Yeah.
I consider myself, a man's man, as it were. TBD on Ken, we're out on Lima, and we're out on Mitch.
Wait, we're out on Lima?
Being a man's man?
I just wanted to make sure we were counting the same thing.
Yeah.
No part of me had any. Lima just is catching strays left and right here. It was Owen and Ken that were driving that bus.
No, it is. And we should be. These are not. I'm trying to do the basic accounting here on the amount of guys versus man's man. And, you know, just the fact that I think you should be fine that Ken and Owen don't think you're a guy's guy.
Just took it as they just don't want to hang out with me ever, which is fine. We've known each other for 10 years. We don't hang out for a reason.
Oh, I think it's that they think, they just don't think you're a man's man. I think that's more what it is.
Mm.
Which, again,
we don't even know what that is.
I mean, that has a connotation of, can you change a tire? Can you change oil in a car? Do you do like handy manly things? Like that kind of stuff.
See, now we're back to the should I be offended part of the program.
Oh, but by the way, they also can be wrong, right?
Well, they don't really know me. Is the main takeaway from everything they've done, literally in the entire existence of that show.
Yeah.
I think I've hung out collectively with them 6 or 7 times in 10 years.
In fairness,
they just don't know me.
I think of everybody on the staff, no one has been mischaracterized more by them than you.
I'm glad you say that, because I also feel that way as well. But it's like, how do you prove that?
Yeah.
How do I tell them they don't know me very well? It doesn't work because then they would show a lack of awareness on my behalf.
So I actually know,
I'm like, I don't think you know me very well,
so,
but it's true.
I spent 3 months saying Ken was flip flopping and Lima was flip flopping because Ken and Lima were flip flopping, mm-hmm. And then very conveniently today, Ken threw out that my opinions changed with the wind.
Yeah,
which
did
is
happen.
Basically saying flip flopping.
Which, by the way, a lot of arrows being thrown in that direction from the morning show. They always wonder who starts everything, and then here we go. They're just back out here, just tossing out different accusations about people.
But I think my point is, we have concrete proof. We've played it on air before about Ken flip flopping, and even Lime to some degree. But no strays towards you, buddy. We're good right now. It's Ken and Owen. They're getting it right now, but. We're fine. They've never played anything of me flip flopping. See? So basically,
well,
now
that
you
sounds
just
like a challenge.
You just now like have to go at Ken and accuse him of not being a guy's
guy. What should I just make up that they that because we don't know each other? We've been in the same room. I'm not kidding. Maybe 7 times in 10 years. We don't know each other at all.
Did we ever really know each other in the first place?
What could I say?
That so just would, make up?
Just make up, yeah. And just be like, I think I know you based off of the very limited interactions that we've had.
So we don't want to get involved anything involving families because none of us are those kind of people. We'll ever. We love each other.
And it's all in good fun at the end of the day.
And by the way, we all just, there's a basic respect in this business. If we can say what we think about each other, but never, ever go out. So that's off the table.
Right.
So,
while also having an understanding that based off of the descriptions of a guy's guy or a man's man, it just feels like insult after insult after insult to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
Would you want to be a guy's guy? Depending on the...
I don't want to really be a manly man.
Okay, so that's a great point.
I think a guy's guy is a little bit different. A guy's guy feels like in college, there's no question I was a guy's guy. I was in a fraternity, so all I did was hang out with a bunch of guys, and we just partied all the time and watched sports, and it just was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I had to bring that in there.
Did you see my eyes light up?
Well, you looked down on fraternities.
No.
I enjoyed my fraternity experience.
It was the definition that I thought was very interesting.
A fraternity is the epitome of a guy's guy. And all it is a bunch of dudes just hanging out.
Don't make me go after fraternities. Don't make me do
you
that
always
thing.
Do, you, but you do
it's
that.
It's a paid friendship.
It's not a paid friendship.
It's a paid friendship. In a lot of circumstances, let me hedge this a little bit.
Yeah.
In a lot of circumstances, it's a paid friendship.
You see, my school was very different, though, because it was not a very big school. And so, like, mm-hmm. the people that partied were the ones in the fraternity. And so if you wanted to be a party person, you basically joined the fraternity, and that was that. Because if not, you just were going to have a very boring existence.
So at least the few fraternities...
You would have loved our fraternity.
All you did was
drink a lot, party, and have a good time. You would have loved it.
But I didn't...
Especially
I did
the drinking.
Without,
emphasis on the drinking.
But I did all that quite a bit without the fraternity.
It was just a lot of guys being dudes. In the fraternity.
I had those as well.
Ah. Sorry, I almost dropped my phone. I almost dropped my phone.
That sounds...
That was why I'm not a guy's guy.
Exclude you
Man.
From being a guy's guy. We were building such
car,
a case.
Car red-handed, man.
We were
car
building,
red-handed with that sound.
We were
I knew it when it came out.
Well, you know, in college, I was a guy's guy. I just
The problem is I do feel like at some point in life I was very much a guy's guy. And now I'm wondering, I'm having this big introspective moment of like, did I change throughout my just existence of becoming an adult and having a child and being married and suburban lifestyle that I now live? Have I morphed into the opposite of what I once was?
I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why the devil's in the details here. If a guy's guy means a man's man, you're not that, and that's okay. There's no shame there.
Yeah.
If a guy's guy is, you're just somebody who always has other guys' backs, you're a great friend, you're thoughtful. Like, if that's more where we're going, well, a fair amount of people I know wouldn't go golfing regularly with, like an in-law, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you seem to always have your in-laws back, right?
Right.
I think when it comes to any time you and I have needed to have a serious conversation as friends, if we've hurt each other's feelings or said something wrong, we've always been able to have a heart-to-heart and put our friendship first, and that includes now on the show. I think that's a guy's guy move. If you and I, and we don't do this because we're both kept men and we just go home, we're very similar. We just go home and hang out with our family.
Took such pride in being a great wingman at one point in life.
But if you and I went out after the show today, I guarantee you it would be a battle for who's going to pay for whose beer first.
For sure.
Guy's guy.
For sure.
So
we'd fight each other over it.
It would end up, maybe not literally, but we'd bicker. And then finally we'd be like, okay, I'll get the first one if you get the second one.
Maybe it was Nathan's description of a guy's guy that was like that. That definitely I fit that description. I think I can be a good hang. Whereas
if
you go to the manly man side of things, I'm going to lose out on that battle.
Like my Uncle Mike was a guy's guy,
not a manly man,
and he could be very impossible to hang out with because he could be a D. He could be such a D that you wouldn't want to be around him, but you stayed around him because you knew he was a good dude. That's a guy's guy. I think likability is that big in the guy's guy thing. Because I know a lot of people who are like just blatant jerks, like say mean things, are, you know, sarcastic, but then when you need them, they're there, they're the first person there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think that's a guy's guy. Let's go with Josh and Wycliffe. Let's get to the bottom of this guy's guy. Josh, help us define guy's guy. Does it mean manly men?
Yes, it does. It really does. I mean, you know, if you're, it all started with sports, of course. It's like guys that can play shortstop and, you know, could be great at basketball also and be a nice quarterback too. I mean, that kind of thing. But it goes beyond that, of course. Like you said, I mean, someone you can rely on and all that and, you know. And the weird thing is, it's like to me, it's like it's so flexible, this thing about guy's guy, because it's like, you know, the first guy I met that had the Mattel football. I don't know if you guys, you know, you guys are too old for that. I mean too young for that.
I am not, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh well, whatever. You know, I mean, it's like, oh my God, this guy, you know, and he let me have it for a night. I'm like, oh, this guy's a guy's guy. You know,
guy's guy.
It was kind of like you could just like be flexible on it, and that's what I mean with the guy like. And I wanted to bring this up. I mean, a guy like Shadur, it's like I would have drafted him earlier, of course, and I would never draft him after you already drafted a quarterback. So, I mean, I know that sounds weird, but, I mean, you know, it's just at least this guy has been, you know, brought up in a pro family and in an environment that none of us can imagine, you know.
Guy's guy move?
I really don't know how good he can be, but he's obviously a guy's guy already, you know, because he's in green. That's all I got to say, brother. Thanks for the call.
It's quite the endorsement there, Josh. Thank you very much, buddy. Although I put him on hold instead of dropping his call.
I think Jax, by the way, Jax is what I would believe to be a guy's guy, and that he's a great hang.
Yeah.
But he's not manly man at all.
So again, it's not about just a great hang. I think Jax is a great wingman. We've already got evidence of that.
Yeah, that's right.
I think if you asked Jax for the like bare honesty on something, I think he'd give it to
honest
you.
Honest truth. I look at him and I think guy's guy. I think he's not very manly.
It really came out full bore.
I know what you mean. This should be hitting very nice because I'm like, I'm putting you in the same bucket that I put myself in is how we're doing this. Right? It's like, okay.
You could also wonder, is he putting Jax in the bucket to make himself feel better? I'm saying that's what devil's advocate.
Well, I mean, I need somebody around these parts to, I guess, say they're not a manly man. But if I think I'm the only one, it's...
I don't think Mac's a manly man. Mac, will you own to not being a manly man?
Yeah, I'll own to that. Absolutely.
Jake, back there. I don't know what I said back there. People don't know where he is. Jake, do you consider yourself a manly man?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Jax, let Jack on the Jax on the mic, too. Jax, do you consider yourself a manly man?
No, I'm not a manly man.
All right. You feel better? You're surrounded by a bunch of man boys.
That's a problem. I have a mortgage and a kid and a wife. I can't be a man boy. That's the problem, though.
Did it become problematic
when you called
him
man boys? When you called him man boys is when you when
it
became problematic.
That was a throwaway joke.
Hey, all three of you youngsters. I don't know.
Jake's married and will have a mortgage soon.
Yeah, he's still 23.
Oh, well, now we're being ageist about at some point,
I think he's going to maybe evolve into a manly man is the point. I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel about this one here.
All right, I'm going to go through guys.
Okay.
Jeff Phelps, guy. And manly men. Andy Baskin, guy. Andy has one of the biggest hearts in the world, and he'll never let me tell you that. Maybe not a manly man.
There we go. I needed somebody else. Thank you,
Jake Fulnick. It's guy. Not a manly man. Yeah. Who else? Who else could we do on
I think we kind of touched them all here, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't go through the morning show on who's a real guy's guy and who's not. We did who's a manly man.
You did the manly man side of things.
Yeah.
You want to go through the guy's guy with the morning show?
I don't see a guy's guy there except maybe Owen. Matt, what's that look for, Mac?
Mitch is a guy's guy.
In what way?
No, the way that Chris brought it.
It's his friend.
The way that Chris brought it up about how if you need somebody that has your back, Mitch will absolutely be there.
Yeah, it kind of gets run over by Ken all the time, though.
I mean, he's not the first producer to have that happen to him, so.
Well, yeah, but.
We wouldn't really call those guys either, would we?
I disagree.
Disagree with that, too.
I think Landry was a guy's guy. Same with Abe.
I forgot about Landry. Landry was a guy's guy.
Double A.
I liked Landry a lot. I never hung out with Double A. I didn't really know Double A.
Good Lord.
Seemed like a nice guy, but I
can confirm that.
No, I just don't know him.
I know. I'm saying I'll vouch for Double A there.
Always seemed very nice.
Your vouch doesn't mean a lot.
We work different. That's the problem is we work different. Oh, easy now.
Hey, look, see?
He's telling you hi once again.
Yeah. He flipped me off. That's a guy's guy move there, Mac. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, way to stand up for yourself there, Mac.
216-474-0092.
Steve Landry was fun because we would just hang out and then he'd complain about the morning boys and it was a good time. You want to talk about a real hang?
Now, to get somebody to complain about the morning boys, you have to hang out with one of the morning boys.
No, we'd hang out and he would just tell me all the things he hated about the show he was working on. It's a lot of fun.
Kyle Shanahan tried to control the narrative. It didn't work. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.